case number 323-586. I mean, case number two. I'm sorry. Case number two, 23-586, is a Norwalk case.
Lieutenant Weisgerber, Norwalk Police Department, and the last name is Weisgerber.
Okay, Lieutenant, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
The appellant applied for a pistol permit on December 7th, 2022. As part of the background check, name and date of birth was run in the National Instant Background Check System, which is NICS. A NICS hit came back on 12-8-22 for PCA A1, conviction for a crime punishable by imprisonment for a term exceeding 1 year, or a misdemeanor conviction punishable by imprisonment for more than 2 years for the appellant as a federal disqualifier. It was run again on June 27th, 2024. The NICS hit was still in under the same number with active, no expiration, and it was run again yesterday afternoon to confirm that the NICS hit is still in place. So for those reasons, the application was denied.
Apologies, Lieutenant. I did have a note there, but I'm going back and forth between agendas, so I'm not looking at the right thing at the right time. Sir, you heard everything I said to the first appellant regarding the NICS hit. So the same applies to you. We do not have the authority to grant your appeal at this time based on the NICS hit. Are you familiar with the circumstances of that, the NICS?
The circumstances of what came up, correct.
Okay, so you know what that relates to. So you may want to talk to an attorney about that, but right now we don't have the power to grant your appeal. So your choices are to either withdraw your appeal as the first appellant did, and you can either go about your life and never seek a pistol permit. If you do want one, you would have to have that NICS disqualifier removed from your record. And then you could come back, reapply, and perhaps get your permit.
I have spoken to a lawyer about it, and what the lawyer has said is 2 years after my case, as in my statute of what I was actually convicted of. I do have that here from the Richard J. Coglino Jr., State Attorneys for the Judicial District of Stamford, their actual final disposition of what it was, and written into the final disposition of what it was, the youthful offender statute, it does say that I would be allowed to obtain permits, licensure within the public, and that 2 years after the incident, it should have been erased with the police department.
So it may have, should have been erased, but it has not been. The lieutenant checked yesterday, it's still there, so something else needs to be done. You may want to speak to your attorney or another attorney and indicate the information you have there, but that your name and date of birth is still showing as an active NICS hit, which is a disqualifier. Unfortunately, our hands are tied. You can proceed and present that to us, but most likely we're going to fight against you. So it's up to you what you'd like to do.
I still have the opportunity. I'd like to try. Even if it is a slight chance, I feel like I have the evidence here to present. I've sent some in as well.
Yeah, it's not a basis of whether you're convicted, whether under youthful offender or not. The problem is there's a federal NICS hit. It's been put into the system by the state of Connecticut that you're prohibited from getting a pistol permit, having firearms. That NICS hit has to be lifted.
Okay. That was by the issuing authority, not in the state of Connecticut.
It's a national database. Yeah, okay, so whoever put it in there didn't remove it. It's not showing as no expiration date. So somebody's gonna have to go in there and request that it be removed. I don't know what the process is.
Yeah, there's attorneys that specialize in that.
Okay.
But we, there's not much we can do, just let you know.
Do you know what kind of specialist attorney that would be, what kind of name possibly, or?
Any that handles, you know, criminal matters, especially pertaining to firearms laws.
Okay.
So did you want to proceed or withdraw your case?
I will withdraw my case.
The case has been withdrawn at 10:26 a.m. Thank you both.